Start recording Audacity. You're doing it right after me. Okay. Audacity is recording. Make sure you're recording on Audacity right now. Okay. Now I'm recording the video. The video has started to record. The video is now recording. Now I'm going to do my end. Okay. I'm going over here and going 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
All right. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. All right. There we go.
Bam. There we go. Perfect.
Boom.
Hey, everyone. hey, everyone. Welcome to Animation Upload Podcast, your podcast for all your animation needs, where 90% of the time we don't even talk about anime, because that's what most anime podcasts are. My name is Lost. Really that high? What's up?
I said, is it really that high?
I don't know. I just feel like I want to go listen to a lot of anime podcasts, and a lot of them will just talk about other things that aren't exactly anime.
Fair.
But they won't have anime directly in their name, like how we're doing, so we're kind of fucking ourselves over in that sense, because a lot of people have like In My Mom's Basement podcast, Trash Taste podcast, podcasts where people just have things, you know, like to relate it to, I guess you would say.
Yeah. And, I mean, in this case, it's animation, so it kind of has an umbrella name.
Well, it's yeah. But when you start talking about video games, is it animation? You're like, yeah, there's a good cutscene in GTA 5. Where? Why did I say GTA 5? Anywho, where were we? Oh, yeah. Hello, everyone. If you've been listening so far, how most of our podcasts will go. My name is Lost, the VTuber. My pronouns are she, her. And this is my guest over here. Their name is Livid.
I'm Livid, and you can call me whatever.
Call them whatever, okay. My pronouns are whatever.
My pronouns are what and ever.
Or what and ever, oh my god. Fucking, I heard some today where somebody was talking about pronouns in a joking sense, but I can't remember what they said. They said they were being spicy, and somebody said, can you pass me a Hershey's bar? And they said, what are those pronouns? I was like, huh? And I read Hershey. I was like, that's funny. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's funny, in a Hershey bar.
Hershey bar?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. So easy doing this podcast is, like our last episode, if you've seen our first episode, we'll talk about movies, we'll deep dive into shit like that, or we'll talk about animes, nerd adjacent stuff, you know, just anything in the spectrum of just geeky, nerdy-esque stuff. But I'm trying to make the podcast lean more towards talking about animation and anime and stuff, and a lot of hidden stuff, because in the recent years, I've noticed things have seems like they're going to the wayside of, like, anime is big as ever, but then tons of anime aren't being seen by people because they get owned by a company and they just disappear. Like I don't know if I told you about this, but like Disney's buying a bunch of anime apparently, and in Japan they're on Disney Plus. So if you're in Japan, you just turn on Disney Plus, you get to watch the anime. In the United States, they don't tell you that they bought those animes and they stick them on Hulu. And what sucks about that is when you go on Hulu, the problem is Hulu shows a bunch of anime. They'll show you anime that's on Crunchyroll and other things because they'll just. Those Hulu just have the rights to a bunch of weird anime, but those have animes that aren't on the other things, and they don't promote it. They never talk about it, so I thought that was kind of irking me. Recently, Crunchyroll has officially closed Funimation down, and we lost thousands of anime that nobody owns the rights to digitally or any other way. They just are all gone to the wayside.
That's sad. I hate that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things missing, and it kind of irks me, because in doing this podcast, I would like us, like, you know, to, like, find some cool shit to talk about. I'm like, yo, go check out this cool film. But like, if you have to, if there's a way to watch it legally, I will give you that offer. I know a lot of people listening to this are probably high seers, but don't worry. If it comes down to it, we'll tell you how to high see it, or we'll tell you to go yar har har fidelity. Pirate's life is the life for me. But that might have to happen. But we have a third option. There is a third option. You know what the third option is, right? Do what you do.
Physical media. Yeah.
Physical media. At least for older stuff. Do you want to...
I have something I picked up today.
Today? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is new to me. Want to talk about it? What do you got?
Well, I didn't want to jump into anything if you weren't ready, but I picked it up today, and I haven't watched it, but I also don't even know what I'm looking at, to be honest.
Oh, you just, you told me about this before, you just will go and be like, this is anime on a VHS tape or a DVD, and you'll just get it.
Yep.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't even know about it. Like, you've told me about shit, like, I know a decent amount about anime. I wouldn't say, like, I'm a... But I know a lot of weird shit. And you've told me shit that I'm just like, what is this? I look it up and I go, I have not heard of this, or I didn't know this somehow got to the States. Yeah.
That's... I do the same thing with manga. It's whenever I'm out thrifting and stuff, if I see it, I almost instinctually am like, all right, I gotta grab it. Because it's not guaranteed to show back up or anything like that. So I, most of the time, I feel like I have to grab it.
Oh, gotcha.
Which is why recently I've got a couple manga that I bought that I know absolutely nothing about, but just because I was thrifting and I knew they wouldn't be there next time, I grabbed them.
Mm. Are they like first volume mangas, or are you getting some 3-4 shit?
One is a volume 9 and the other one is volume 2.
What is the volume 9, and have you read it?
I have never read it. It's called Mashle. It's Magic and Muscles.
Mashle, okay.
That's like their tagline or whatever, is Magic and Muscles.
I do not know
the premise. I don't know the premise like at all. I know it's pretty popular. But
define popular.
I don't know. I've seen like photos.
If I go on Mal right now, will I find people talking about this?
Maybe. So
what's it called?
Mashle. It's
Mashle.
Oh, I took a picture of it because they're both in storage unit right now.
Oh, Magic and Muscles, Mashle. It's got an anime. Oh. I've seen this. This is fuck. I didn't know that was a tagline. Yeah. This is currently on Crunchyroll. This is more recent, I think. Right.
Yeah.
If I look over here at Wikipedia, sure. April 2023 to March 2024, 24 episodes. Wait, to March 2020. Damn, why does anime fucking take so long to, like, come out? That's not weekly, is it? No, that's fucking April, March, April. It took a year to release all the episodes. Why? Oh, it's that guy with that weird little thing. Yeah, I've heard of this. It's an adventure comedy fantasy.
I've seen pictures of the main character before, but I didn't know what they were from. So now,
yeah,
having a random volume of the manga, it's fun.
Yeah.
And then the volume 2 manga that I had picked up was for Danganronpa.
Oh.
Like the game Danganronpa, but they made a manga. And it's called Danganronpa, A School of Hope with Students of Despair, the animation.
Mm, gotcha. Over here, I'm scroll up on the... Oh, a random side note real quick. For anyone that doesn't know, this podcast does have a video version of that podcast. It is where you are trying to make this an audio-specific podcast, but there is a video version. It is a virtual podcast involving VTubers and things like that. But if anyone's watching the video version, obviously you are. I have a little window up here, and this is showing the characters from Mashle. So I've seen this character before. Yep. Yeah, this is what he looks like. I don't think I can zoom in, can I? Anyway, yeah, he looks like that.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm trying to figure out how to zoom in to show people like a closer image. There you go. That's what he looks like. He looks like that. Bam. There we go. Cool.
Could have it covering the whole bar or something.
Yeah, what were we just talking about? Sorry, did I sidetrack you?
No, you're fine. I was just saying that the other volume that I picked up was for Danganronpa.
Oh, Danganronpa. Is it a volume 1 of Danganronpa?
Nope, it's volume 2.
Volume 2. I mean, at least you kind of get the story at the beginning. You don't get the horrific backstory, but you get, like, at least
you get right after.
Yeah, like, his justifications of why he is doing what he's doing. I don't know anything about Danganronpa off the top of my head, actually. For a person who knows, at least in the past, I knew a lot about anime. Didn't mean to cough there. There's some anime like I've missed to watch, and Danganronpa's one of them.
I know it's a game that's like super popular.
Yeah.
Like there's a cult following behind the game and everything, but I've never played it, so
Is it kind of like what you would call it, the game you're playing currently? Is it like school based like that?
Yeah, I think
do we know? Okay.
It's also like super stylized and stuff. So yeah, I think it's like that.
Cool. So have you read that? Okay, yeah, Danganronpa is the one with the bear. Yeah, I know about it, but I know a little bit about it. Yeah. It's one of those, if I remember, it's a visual novel, shooter. Can you talk about the anime, please? Okay. They're forced into murdering each other. It's one of those survival anime. Got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So any other exciting things
that have been up to? I've read some other manga, and there's the manga that I bought, but then there's manga that I've actually read. Oh. And then there's a couple games that I bought that are like anime adjacent or anime related. And then the anime I bought this morning.
Oh, okay. Did you say the anime you bought this morning? Am I just brain farting?
No, I didn't say it.
Oh, what is the anime you bought this morning?
It's called Planeets.
Planeets?
It's spelled like planets, but has an ES at the end. There's also a word above the word Planeets, but I feel like every time I look at it, I'm having a stroke. Because it just...
Oh.
I don't know what some of those letters are. But from my understanding, it's something like gravity.
Oh. Okay, Planeets is a Japanese. You know what's weird? I have this weird feeling that I started to watch this anime. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, it had something to do with NASA and like something along that lines of like.
Yeah.
It was like really well.
When I was
hard
looking
science
at the,
fiction.
Yeah. I was going to say, when I was looking at the back cover, they make a joke where it's like a bolt can really screw you, or it's like in space, a bolt can screw you or something like that. And I was like,
yeah,
okay, I have a pretty good idea of what's happening here.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen this anime. It looks like something I've seen so many anime at one point. I'm not sure, but it looks good. You know, I've at least looked this up before. Yeah. It's one of those things where apparently like there's some accuracy to it. Like, it looks like the creator has talked to NASA, so there's like,
I believe it.
Some of that, like it's supposed to have some realism to it. So is it like what, like part of it, part of the anime? Is it a, like?
Yeah, it's some of the episodes. It's like, it's a 2-disc special, and it has a 3 on the front. So I don't know.
Okay.
If that's like the third chapter of the story or what, I don't know. But,
oh, it's probably the third volume of the DVD releases. So I'm guessing you got like episode like 15 to 20 or something.
Probably.
Yeah. I just find that to be the most interesting thing about you, if I want to point that out, is like, I'll just be like, yo, I'm watching this anime. What are you doing? You're like, oh, I watched episode 5 of this anime. I'm like, why episode 5? Like, it's what I found.
It's what I gathered today. Added to my stockpile of movies and stuff.
That I don't know, I find that to be kind of hilarious to a certain degree. Just like, you just collect stuff, and I always thought that was interesting. So when I was like bringing this podcast back, I was like, well, we gotta talk about the weird shit you get a hold of, because you're the yard sale person of like, hey, you can still find, like, a lot of people collect video games and stuff, but people are like, oh, I like anime, but I can't buy a, look around. I looked too. There's anime that's popping up at like Goodwills and stuff. It's like, hey, you can have the anime for like $3 or $2.
Oh, yeah.
The DVD section will always be like $1 to $2 at like a Goodwill, and you might find some crazy shit there. You might be like, but it's a DVD. Yeah, it sucks. It's a DVD. It's not a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But like, you get some shit. Or one
it's
thing
like
that
if you
told.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, it's like if you just want to watch it and you don't really care about like video or audio quality and stuff, just grab the DVD. It's
yeah, pretty much. I was also going to point out, you also do the thing of you go to the library.
I
apparently
do.
The library has a lot of anime and a lot of manga, but it's weird.
Yeah,
I went to one here and there was way more anime. There was weird anime I wasn't expecting them to have. You know what I mean? Like, this,
yeah.
They'll just like, yo, we have the fucking first part of this one anime that's really violent and gory, and you're like, okay, cool. You have Vampire Hunter D just sitting there, cool, right next to like a kid's cartoon. Got it.
Yeah, it's the same with the manga sections too, because this is where I read a lot of my manga. Is I get it from the library, which anyone out there, get a library card, please. Go to your local library. I love the library system so much. But in this case, it's like, there's a specific wall at my library that has the mature, like, manga and everything. And then there's like
another.
Yeah, it's like a back wall with shelves that have the mature manga on it. And then there's another shelf that's all full of like more mainstream kid friendly and everything like that. But. Yeah, I tend to take a lot of manga off that back wall there.
Yeah, because at least from my experience when I was younger, getting anime and manga like that, at least from the library, it was there. But you could tell it was so scattered because they didn't know what they were getting the rights to. Like, they were just grabbing random stuff. And they never separated it. It'd be like, oh, yeah, the manga section's over there. And weird thing I noticed, one time I got a manga and I was like, oh, this is like a... But it was like, I don't know how to describe it, if it was like an American manga or not, but it was like, the art style was very unique, and I believe it was an American-based manga, but it was still a manga nonetheless. It was a graphic novel. It was very anime-looking. And I started to read this, and I was like, oh, it's these two characters, two guys, they're friends. And then they slowly start to like, no, these guys like each other. And I just remember reading that going like, oh, this is fucking awesome. But that book was sitting in the kids' section. Just like right next to fucking Naruto and all the other stuff. And I was remembering just going like, that's base. That's fucking awesome. I wonder if they even know. It's funny because teachers are going in there and parents are going in there. Like trying to ban all these books saying, oh, this is inappropriate. Like, but comics are fine. Like, you gotta be careful what you watch on those comics. Same.
Yeah. Yeah, you that's kind of like, honestly, I don't know that there's any sort of like system that stops kids from taking any sort of manga off the shelf or anything like that. Outside of, like, on the books themselves, it'll say, like, rating 17 plus or something like that on a lot of them. But I don't know if the librarian's going to look at the kid and be like, no, you can't have this.
Yeah, well, some libraries I've seen, at least where I'm at, they, like, have this weird thing where you can go up to a machine and check out and scan and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to talk to a librarian. So you're just like, cool.
Yeah, at the library in Vegas, they had those.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a cool thing.
Pretty cool.
The only weird side about that whole just checkout thing is, I guess libraries are supposed to like have library in some films and everything, but like, I'm just wondering if there's any like, because I've seen some movies there where you're like, oh, that's a rated R film. That's weird, but like, it will never be like a bad rated R film, but I've seen something comedy, like, oh, they have that movie. Would you be able to rent it out? Like, does the library have a system where it's like, hey, that's inappropriate?
Hey, maybe this is a little much for children, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I want to say
we're in the day and age of the internet.
I don't know. Yeah, they're gonna find something anyways. Like,
yeah, if they're like trying to hide that.
I was gonna say, even when I was a kid, like gore videos would go around.
Oh, yeah, fucking, we're the generation of fucking Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah, we are.
We're the generations of, like, trying to watch an anime, and you're like, oh, the anime sounds cool, and in the first episode, it's just like, you find out it's actually a hentai, or a hentai adjacent, where you're just like, what's going on this scene? Like, oh, they're just fucking.
Oh!
That couple
that's
are just
old dick and balls, okay?
Well, God, I'm trying to think of, like, one of the first I remember, but I think I was young, to the point that, like, I found a sticker or a piece of paper on the ground that was, like, how to get a hold of, like, some, like, hentai or something, but it said straight from Japan or something. I was like, oh, this is cool. This is that Japanese stuff. This looks like Dragon Ball Z and all this crap, and I'm looking at it, and it's like this boy swaps his body with everyone in his high school, and there's, like, this body-swapping thing. And I was like, oh, that sounds really fucking cool. I wonder what that is. Years later, I found that anime, and it turned out it was a hentai. It was a hentai where a bunch of friends swap bodies and start fucking each other all throughout the high school because of some demon thing. But I remember the kids seeing that going, this looks cool. Why is he naked? And you're just like, oh, that's what hentai is. That was right before I went to, I used to go to, like, no, I don't think we had this at Hollywood Video, but some of the stores would have, like, a section, at least in the mall, where you go there and it had the, like, it looked like the Playboy Bunny logo, but you look behind it and those bees, they'll have like Bible Black and all that crap.
Yeah, that like, sounds about right.
Good stuff.
I was gonna say at, well, at least growing up, I don't know that there is any local video stores. There is only like Family Video, and I think there's a Blockbuster somewhere in town.
Did Family Video have an adult section?
No, no.
They didn't have actually, a beaded room.
Not that I know of. What's kind of funny is I actually had an account with them. Now that I think about it,
I wonder if you owe them any money. How many? I own so many. I have like three till this day. I don't know how they stayed with me, but I have three anime that I got from Hollywood Video, and then they went out of business. And oh, I just still have three things with a sticker on it. Like, and I'm like, oh cool, I own these anime. That's how I found weird anime. I remember going to Hollywood Video and just finding these anime. This was around the time that like internet was obviously kind of a thing, but it was still like in its, what do you call that? Like, what's it called when someone's young? I'm brain farting on that word right now. And they're, when someone's young, you know what I'm talking about?
Infancy?
Infancy, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah. And the internet still existed to a certain degree, but I don't remember it anime per se. So besides watching on TV, I'd go there and I'd find some anime to like check out. And what's funny is some of them I couldn't because they had that stupid NR rating. And they would have let me. And it was annoying. Yeah. Because like, oh, this is not rated. I'm like, it's Dragon Ball Z. It's fine. It's like, yeah, but one of them was, I think it was it was Bio Broly film. And they kept telling me, like, no, this one's inappropriate. It's because the other ones had a rating like PG or something. I'm like, why won't they let me get it? And finally, I got my dad to check it out. And I went to watch it. And I don't know if this is why it got the NR rating. But there is a scene where Gotenks decides to pee on Broly. It's the unrated version of the film. He whips his dick out. And you're like, oh, that's an anime child's penis, and he's peeing on Bio Broly. Okay, I don't know why. They thought they were being funny.
You're like, oh, I get it now.
I guess, but I just thought it was weird. I was like, is that why they wouldn't let me fucking see? It was fucking Dragon Ball Z, for God's sakes. I guess it was uncut Dragon Ball Z. But there was other anime that were just, they didn't have a rating, so they let you check it out. They didn't say anything about needing an adult. I remember going home watching it and be like, well, this is fucking, like, Welcome to Greenwood. Like, I don't know if you know anything about the anime. That's one of those old animes. Do you own Milk on the Groove? Yeah, it's very horny.
I think I have one of the volumes of manga from that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know if it's supposed to be a romance anime, but all I know is it's like, I just have memories of it being like, kind of inappropriate. Well, not kind of, is inappropriate. Like, you know, grabbing tits and weird, horny high school things that happen in Japan. But we don't know about that, right? Because we are good, wholesome Christian.
Yeah.
At least I am. You're just a base model.
I was like, my... I actually kind of look like a Jehovah's Witness or a...
oh
or
my
a
God.
Mormon or something.
Next episode, I'm just going to put a prop of you holding the fucking... Holding the fucking Bible.
You're going to give me a bicycle helmet and a Bible.
Yeah. And like, have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Jesus? Him and Buddha used to be roommates. There's an anime about it, I swear.
There's a manga. Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, there's an anime film.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Do you own that manga too?
I don't own any, but I remember seeing it at the library.
What the library has, Jesus and Buddha roommates? That is a slam dunk of an anime.
Yeah, I was going to say the one in Vegas had it, I should say.
Oh. Do you miss
on here has it.
Vegas at all?
I don't know.
You were only there for a short while.
I don't feel like I was there long enough to really get an attachment to it. And there's no one there that I am like missing, right?
Yeah, but like did you like the environment? Did you think the libraries were cooler? Was the food better? Was the yard selling any better? Because yard sales are huge in Vegas. They're fucking everywhere.
Okay, I can answer a couple of them. The environment, it was cool because I really love being near the mountains. That was awesome. I didn't really care much for the heat. But I do love the mountains.
it was fucking hot.
Yeah, it's hot in the desert. Who would have known?
It's 1 a.m. in the morning and you're like half naked going, fuck, I'm sweating.
Why is it 70 degrees out? That's my Midwestern ass in the desert. Why is it 70 degrees out now?
I'm sweating here. Fuck, I can't read any of my manga. My manga's...
The pages are falling out.
Oh my god, I swear, no, I'm not masturbating.
I do miss the library. I still have my library card and everything, but I do miss the library there. The food is alright. Yeah, it was a pretty big one. It was huge.
I don't know if you went to the biggest. There's one in Vegas that's like fucking two stories. They have like a second story which will have like 1,000 films and shit and like newspapers and all that.
I didn't go to that one.
You didn't go to there's two story ones.
I was gonna say the one that we had, it was for the most part one story. I feel like there was maybe a second story, but it wasn't like for people, like the general public or anything. But it was, even for just like one story or whatever, it was enormous.
It made your Midwest brain go, huh?
Huh?
In the Bible Belt, we don't have this. I'm on the Bible Belt, goddammit.
This state is in so many belts, it's stupid.
Are you near the... Your state's not technically... I don't want to out you, but your state's not technically in the Bible Belt, is it?
I want to say it is. It's in the Rust Belt as well, which is awesome.
What the hell's a Rust Belt? Is that a new manga? So...
In the like 80s or whenever all the industry was leaving America and being outsourced to other countries, my state was hit pretty hard because we manufactured a lot of stuff.
That belt, yeah.
Why it's called the Rust Belt, because all that industry is gone.
Your state gives me the energy of whenever they make apocalyptic anime. Probably know where I'm going with this, but they'll show America and they always pick some weird fucking city or state, and they're like, in Wyoming. You're like, what the fuck? Why'd you pick Wyoming? Like,
why Wyoming?
I remember some space anime where the character's like, I'm gonna go back to Earth, back to my home in the United States. And he lived in like, I think he lived in Idaho or something. And I was like, what the fuck was he doing in Idaho? Like, he's like, yeah.
Who lives out here?
But Japan loves, for some reason, when they talk about America, I'm going back to my hometown. I'm from Texas. Why the fuck are so many motherfuckers from Texas? Like,
yeah, they're either. Like... I get that they love their stereotypes in a lot of anime.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If a character is American, it is blatantly obvious. It is disgustingly obvious because I always put them in like a cowboy hat and give them a gun, or they'll put the American flag all over them and stuff.
Or if the girl has blonde hair and she's from another country, she's always from like England or some place where it's like blonde hair is like huge, like some country like that. Like, she's like, oh, you're European. Like, oh, what, give it away? I don't know. You have blonde hair in Japan, apparently.
Just immediately blonde.
Yeah, it's like, it's insane. Or just like, I don't know, I watched the anime recently where apparently people just have like normal hair, and one of the characters was like, my hair was too weird for people. I'm like, because green? What the hell? Like, yeah, they don't like green and pink hair. I'm like, okay,
I guess
that's not sure. You're in a world where people have, like, fucking, there's demons and people kind of, like, semi-magical sword fighting powers, and you stop at green hair and pink hair? Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, the hair is where they cut the line. That's where the line is drawn.
Yeah, because I think that was in, what was it? So talk about one anime I was watching recently. I caught up to Demon Slayer, and that was in there. One of the characters, her backstory was that. I'm brain farting on her name.
Oh,
but she has a cool...
She is the sword that's sort of like a whip in a weird way.
Yeah, so fun. God, she's so fun. Cool. Yeah, why am I... Yeah, we're bad at anime podcasts. We don't know characters. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What the hell is her name, though? I'm brain farting...
I was going to say, if you want to look it up, you can, because I know the character you're talking about, and I'm pretty sure I've seen the episode, too.
Missouri? It's M-I-T-S-U-R-E. As a person learning Japanese, I should know that. That's Missouri? or Miss. Oh, I'm a brain farting how to pronounce someone's name, Weiser. But yeah, that's yeah. Jesus. Hello.
What?
Oh, I'm getting a weird audio sound.
What does it sound like?
Oh, I don't know. Just hold on real quick. Mm-hmm. This should be good. Hello? Let's see. Okay, luckily, are you there, Louis?
We can edit
okay.
In post.
Yes, we can edit that in post. We can cut out whatever that weird section was, but that was weird.
I was going to say, because I didn't hear anything on my end.
No, my audio just did the weird, like, buzzing weird thing, but Audacity's still recording. The video is still recording. It sounds like everything's working. I think Craig has been called, so we're good.
My thing is still on and everything, so...
Yeah, no. It just went to, like, a buzzing, like, a... But yeah, that's what I get for trying to figure out how to pronounce Missouri. I'm just saying it's Missouri.
Yeah, I was going to say you can... Missouri, either one.
Missouri, yeah. Why am I... People are going to make fun of us now.
Yeah, they're like, wow, you don't even know Demon Slayer characters.
Oh, how to pronounce it. Somebody has the pronounce video on the internet, so I'm going to... Listen to this. Oh, why is there a 10-second ad to say a 2-second name?
I love that.
I know I'm saying it right. I'm learning it's Japanese. I know I say words.
Pronunciation, 5-minute ad.
What? What?
Did you figure it out?
Why is the video so long? Just say it.
Just say the word, please. You're practically
Missouri. Okay, it's Missouri. I don't know why they're like, hey, let me explain to you what I do on this channel. I tell you how to pronounce it. And if you want to learn more difficult Demon Slayer's name, come back to my channel when I teach you later. I'm like, dude, shut up. And at the end, he's like, he's saying Missouri for like 1 second, and then he starts talking about something else. I'm like, you are, this isn't helping me. So
what? The video did not need to be that long.
No, that was a minute 30 seconds to tell me how to say Missouri. Yeah, if I am saying it wrong, chat, you can throw me in the bushes. I'm a horrible anime fan that can't say Japanese words correct, even though I'm like on lesson 6 of Duolingo. Season 7, 8, I don't know, I'm somewhere on Duolingo. I'm pretty... I've learned some words.
Duolingo.
I don't know, I think I'm that far, but I know some words. I can say Gohan Mizu. Who decide? What did I just say? Rice water is cool. Gohan mizu kudasai desu.
I'm gonna say you're correct. I really don't know.
Like, well, see, I thought like I was trying to like get these accents correct to a certain degree, like to figure out how to say them correctly. And then I was listening to a podcast recently, funny enough, and they're like, believe it or not, honestly, they can't understand you when you go up to a place in Japan. Don't say you want milk tea. They won't understand what you say. But you got to go super, it's like super Japanese. You got to be like, milk a tea. And they're like, oh, yeah, I know what you
want. Exactly. Oh, I get it now, yeah.
And you're like, a milk a tea. Or you're like a boba. But if you say, oh, can I get some boba? You say boba. And they're like, what the fuck is boba? You're like, boba. They're like, I get it. It's kind of fucking weird. But someone from Japan was telling me that. I was like, okay, That's the correct way of saying that, then I will.
Okay, I guess I'll just do that then.
Yeah, they make the joke like, they said something like, you have to like kind of go super like fucking anime-esque, what's it, that level, whatever. And someone's like, don't go too anime. Yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, you can't go up to someone and be like, oh, Nepcha. They're like, no, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah. I was like, I guess it's easier for them to understand than sure, just, you know, say it however. Yeah.
But that'd be funny. You walk up to them and you're like, you're like, oh, I know. And you're like, what? You got the fucking eyes X out and everything? You're like, Jesus fucking Christ. Any other things that are up? I have a few things to talk about if you don't.
I'll let you go ahead and say your thing if you want to. Because really, I don't really have a whole lot. Or, I mean, I have.
Did you ever get to watch your Cinnamon film? Cinnabon?
I was sitting here earlier, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll take time to sit down and watch it. And then I kind of started it. I only got, like, a couple minutes in, but from the very beginning, super, super cutesy. And, like, it's really adorable. I actually was enjoying it, but I was like, and we're cutting it close, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you should have finished it, because I thought you were going to say it's too cute. You're like, I like collecting a cinnamon roll. That is my new thing, but too cute in animation.
My new thing is collecting cinema roll merch and everything, but then seeing them in an anime, that's too much.
Well, from what you saw, can you give me a premise of the cinema roll film? Is there any like any deepness to it?
From the little bit I saw, it's supposed to be the character's backstory.
Oh shit. So, do you know the character?
For some reason, cinema roll is from like the fucking clouds.
Yeah, okay. Like,
they're from the sky or whatever, and then they, I don't know if they were tussling with this creature or what, but there is another character that looks almost like an onion or something.
Okay.
And yeah. Cinnamon Roll ended up like falling out of the clouds and everything into this girl's cart that she was pulling on her bike or whatever. And that's pretty much where I left off.
Oh,
like the girl and Cinema Roll like just met and everything, but it was really cute from the beginning.
I see the little dark evil thing. Okay, I see Cinema Roll. Yeah. For anyone that doesn't know, this is Cinema Roll. They're cute AF.
Super cute.
Yeah, I think I might be able to. There we go. Zoomed up. You guys can see Cinema Roll. This is the one only Cinema Roll. They're very cute. Oh, there's a Cinema Roll mask. Palm tassel. There's a cinnamon roll balaclava.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh fuck! I ride a motorcycle, and for work, and all these balaclavas are like skull, death, dark things. I want a balaclava, something cute, and I would be down to wear a cinnamon roll balaclava.
You should.
Now this makes me think of, oh my god, this cute fucking wallpaper, a cinnamon roll. I know a little bit about cinnamon roll because I've seen them around in like art and stuff, but like. You're right, they are pretty fucking cute.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're the cutest Sanrio character, but they're up there.
I was going to say, I was like, I like the look of a lot of Sanrio characters, but I think Cinema Roll is probably the cutest.
I wonder if Cinema Roll appears in the, because I never was one, but there is like, Sanrio, like, there's like three different iterations of like the Hello Kitty cartoon. And I know CS has Hello Kitty and Friends, so I wonder if any of those characters appear in any of that stuff.
Probably.
Because I know Frog, oh, was it Kelpo does or whatever? Oh, look at the Santa Rita character. Yeah.
That character has a really long name.
Was it like. Kipori? Kipori? Kiropi?
I don't have a clue. Actually, what's cool is I have. Sanrio amiibo cards for Animal Crossing.
Oh.
So on my New Horizons island and everything, I now have like a bunch of Sanrio character.
They live on the island with you?
No, not the characters themselves. It's just their decorations that are themed after them.
Oh, do you get plushies of them?
Yeah, actually, there's. I know at least for the frog character, there's like a little plushy doll thing.
Mm.
I'd have to look at the other cards again to remember.
Yee. God. I'm looking at all the Sanrio characters and like, there's a different version of Hello Kitty called Charmy Kitty, Chocolate. See, all these like look cute evil to a certain degree. And then there's one called Deary Lou, and it's just like a fucking deer. At least Pruin looks like, I think Pruin's supposed to be a dog, but they kind of look like that food, but I'm brain farting. Little evil character. Yeah, there's so many Sanrio characters. I don't know why we went down the tangent. Oh, and there's a human-ass looking character. Okay.
Human. All right, then.
Yeah, some human-looking, well, not human, but, you know, like, cute kid thing. And then they got food. Apparently, there's Doki Yummy Chums, which is a burger and fries.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's San Rio for you. Probably more characters than that, but yeah. Wait, I didn't go Gun down this.
I'm a San Rio character.
What? Possibly. I haven't gone down the San Rio Rebel. The best I've done is a Gretzko. I've seen the first three seasons of Gretzko. I skimmed through four. I should probably watch more of it. I remember it being decent. I just loved the concept of a girl who, after work, decides to go home and just death metal scream in karaoke rooms.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I did not know this, but apparently, yeah, Gudetama was made by the Sanrio company.
Oh, who's that? I'm brain farting on that.
They're an egg. Like, they're the egg yolk, yeah. I should say.
Is that a Sanrio character, or does Sanrio just make it?
It's not like part of the Hello Kitty thing, but it is something they made.
Oh, it's like how Gretzko is Sanrio, but people are like, it's weird. What annoys me is I've seen someone point it out before, but like if you go to a Sanrio store, like I was at one and the only thing they had one skateboard that had a Gretzko on it, but there was no Gretzko shit.
Yeah.
There was like nothing of Gretzko, and I'm like, and how big that show is on Netflix, huge that anime was. I wanted some Hida. I think it's Hida, right? The dog from that? Hida? I think it's Hida. I wanted some Hida shit because I thought Hida was hella cool. I was like, he's cool. But like, stuff for that kind of does exist to a certain degree. But when you go to San Rio store, you think there'd be more stuff than Hello Kitty.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think they had that. The dog was there, but there's a lot of Hello Kitty, that cute little dog, and then I think I saw the egg too, possibly. But like, it was weird how they just
the egg.
How in L? I think it was L.A. at the time. The San Rio store, which was huge, and people bragged about it, didn't have crap. I gotta see if there's a San Rio store around me.
A couple times, and I never got to go to that.
There's just one near downtown LA, and it's just a simple store. They have San Rio stores in a lot of places.
I was gonna say the last time we went to LA, we went to Universal. We went to the Universal there, and I got to go to the Super Mario World.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that, you lucky bastard.
It is tiny. It is.
Oh yeah, I know.
Underwhelming. I don't know what I was expecting, but there was only the
one ride.
Yeah, it's just the Mario Kart ride, and then you can meet characters, and then everything else outside of like the cafe and everything requires the wristband.
Oh, did you have the wristband or no?
No, I originally didn't know how much they were before going, and then we get there and it's like $40 for one of these wristbands with an NFC chip in it. Like I
Yeah, but you know they work on your they're an amiibo, you know that, right?
Yeah.
They work on your games.
Yeah, I don't know.
You get rare shit.
We originally, because I was going to get one for me and my girlfriend, but what ended up happening is, like, it would have been $80 for two wristbands and that, and we were like, yeah, that seems like a lot for something we won't be using a whole lot.
Yeah, I can understand that, but that's kind of the whole thing. Like, if you were to go to that experience, I feel like you would just spend the money. This whole point is to go to experience it. It's like how people, I don't want to talk about that one world that exists with, you know, magical people, but people go there and like, I got to get a wand. I got to go spend $200 on this fucking wand that makes sound effects. But they're not even as good made as some wands you can buy online. Same thing with other things. Like you go there to get this thing. You're like, well, they, like the lightsabers at Star Wars and Disney, it's like, they're cool and all, but you get way better. There's companies that make way better lightsabers.
Oh, yeah. I've actually done both, where I've gotten a wand and then I've also gotten a lightsaber. Like I did the whole lightsaber ceremony at Disneyland, and that was really cool. That was a fun experience. I was happy to do it.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, I mean, comparatively speaking, it's like a cheaper made saber.
Yeah.
I mean, the hilt is pretty hefty. It's cool because it's got metal in there, so it's got some weight to it. But
yeah,
the actual blade and everything, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah. I know it's kind of interesting to a certain degree. I just remember, like, thinking about, like, would I spend the money for that? I guess it's for the experience again. So it's like, if I ever go back to any of those experiences, I've only ever been to Disney World once. I finally got to go during the end of COVID when somebody I knew that worked there was like, yo, I can get you in masks and we should be able to, like, get around safely, which was cool. But I remember experiencing that and just being like, it was really cool. But, like, there's some stuff that I'm like, God, I don't know if I want to spend, you know, like, however much money they want, like $20. I remember we spent like $15 to get this slushy because I was really thirsty. I wanted something cold. It was hot. Yeah. I remember just going like, God, it was decent, but God, it was just a sugary slushy. That's all it was.
$15? Really?
$15, yeah.
I was going to say, I've only been to Disneyland, and then I've been to both the Universals.
Yeah, I've been to Disneyland. That's what it was. Whatever the California, Disneyland, right? Disney World is the big Florida one.
Yeah.
I've been to Disneyland, and then I think I've gone to Six Flags? Six Flags, Magic Mountain. I went to one of those.
Yeah.
I was gonna talk about something, we got sidetracked with those ride thingies. Have you been watching anything recently? Is there anything of sorts that you watched per se, like tried to go look for anime to watch or anything?
Let me think for a moment.
Okay, I'll give you a second to think.
I was gonna say, if you wanted to say what you've been watching, you can, because I don't really think there's a whole lot that I've watched.
I know when we're bringing the podcast back up, it was kind of like last minute, like, yo, we need to start this, and like, cool, we don't have time to like kind of get ready, so our subject is like to talk about what we've been doing recently. But I have, as of last 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I would probably say 3 weeks, yeah, I have caught up on some anime that I was watching, started a few anime here and there, but like I caught up on something I was watching, and then a new season of one that I like loved came out and I was super excited, and then I watched a hidden gem, I guess. So I will, for anyone out there listening that's still listening, I finished Free Ren, so I got all up to all 28 episodes of Free Ren. Fantastic show. I don't know what it is. I still am questioning why that show is number one, because it's fantastic, but like it doesn't have any of that holy shitness that a lot of. But it's just like, because they say it's an adventure drama and like a fantasy to a certain degree, but like there's a slice of lifeness to it. There's, I don't know, it's just a beautiful anime. I just recommend anyone out there that hasn't watched it, I know it's not a hidden gem, anyone who knows a Free Run has seen Free Run, but it's a fucking fantastic anime, and I just recommend it. Like, there's not much to say. The best way to describe it for anyone that's questioning, the world feels lived in, if that's a weird way to describe it. It's like when they go somewhere, it just feels like people exist in that world, and that world has existed for a long time. Like, you see a scene where they're doing something, shopping, as they're doing it, in the background, instead of having a character stand there while they shop, that character is doing shit. Like, when they order something, you see the character over there actually, like, putting the thing away in a baggie and tying it up and stuff like that. But, like, I don't know, it feels lived in. The characters are, like, they're very interesting characters. Every character has, like, I don't know. Yeah. To me, it just sounds like how people describe if they were going to play D&D, and they're just like, oh, I wonder how, like, a character's journey will be, how great it will be. It's like, it's to that level. It's like, it's the perfect D&D.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if anyone's ever had that happen in their life, but if you ever had, like, holy shit, that was fucking amazing, I wish somebody was there to, like, make the story come to life, that's what Free Ren is. It's like the perfect fantasy story. Like, it's just good.
Nice.
A lot of emotional flashback. It's a weird show where flashbacks aren't used in the sense of like a show in anime where it's like, when I was a kid, I went through this, or this is how I became evil. It's just like flashbacks of like something. Yeah, it's more like something emotional or something that you deem that you're like, oh, I wonder if like the character is learning from like what this person said, and they'll like think about it. I remember when Himmel the Hero said it, and that is said a lot in that show, and know what it is, but I love that character, even though so anyone that doesn't know, when you watch Free Ren, at least for you, if you don't know, it's a story about a group of five people that went on to defeat the Demon King. They are the heroes party that went through the Rild and defeated the Demon King and saved the Rild from tyranny and all that great stuff. But this story starts out with them doing that. They had the battle. They won the battle. That's great. But Frieren is one of the characters. He is an elf mage. I guess an elf mage or an elf, yeah, magic user, I guess mage. And the story is based on, like, they did all that great hero stuff, but then he goes on to do a few other things, and doing so, time has passed. And then in the first episode, it comes back, and all the characters are old as shit. Just, like,
oh, interesting.
Old. Yeah, they're all old, and then he has this thing where he has to, like, without giving too much, it's kind of like another journey of, like, figuring out what he's going to do next. And he's meeting other people on this journey, what's he going to do next. But she didn't realize how the characters from her past journey affected her so deeply, because before that, she was an elf that lived hundreds of years, right? She lived forever, but these people don't, humans don't live forever. And for her to have like a realization, like how deep and emotional, impactful that life was, and then reflecting on it a lot while meeting these new characters, which have connections to her past party, I guess. And it's fucking fantastic. That's the best way I can describe that.
Okay, yeah, I've seen, like, photos and everything of this this anime.
Yeah,
it's fairly so new, isn't it?
Yeah, it's this year, I believe. It's, but no, September last year to March this year. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah I was going to say, I was so like, good. I feel like I've only recently started seeing it pop up just all over the place, but...
Yeah, it's huge. As of March 2024, the manga has over 20 million copies in circulation. So it's doing fantastic. In 2021, in 69th Manga Award for 2024. So it got new creator prize in 2021 for the Tezuka Omama Culture Prize, which is the prize for best manga. So it got best new manga. And then on the 69th Shokukin Manga Award 2024, it won. It's popping off right now. There's 13 volumes. It's fantastic. My partner says I need to finish it. They're like, just keep reading, just keep reading. But I kind of want to wait for the anime. It's obviously we're going to get a season, I guess, a season two. But without giving anything away to the thing, they do have a way of how beautiful the show is up to the end of the season. There is, like, I don't know. They just have a way of telling the story where you're just like, cool. If the story wasn't to continue, which obviously it's going to continue, it was a beautiful story. It's not one of those anime where it's like made to sell the manga and then like it's cool, we're just gonna end halfway through an arc and you're like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, I hate when anime do that. You're like, it's like 10 episodes of like something that the manga did and they're like, cool, well, we're not gonna continue this anime most likely, so let's just come with our own ending for the last episode. All right, yeah, let's close that off and then you have to go read the damn manga. But yeah, no,
I think out of the two of us, I am the manga goblin.
I just love
reading manga. I feel like when you're reading it, you get more out of the story. I feel like they can pace it slower, if that makes sense. Because you kind of have to fit a lot into a maybe 30-minute anime episode.
That is probably very true. I'd agree with you on that front to a certain degree. There's some anime that get long, like Frieren, where it's like it feels like they let it breeze to a certain degree, which I like.
I
can understand that. I can understand. Also, reading is great. I need to start reading manga, and I used to read all the time, and I just have an infatuation with anime and trying to get you to watch more anime, but we've been sidetracked.
Yeah. Well, I was actually gonna say, I feel like manga has revitalize my love of reading, because for a long while now I hadn't like been reading anything, but then I started picking up manga and everything, and it's like brought it all back. So now I'm reading all the fucking time.
That's
like awesome. So some of the manga I've read recently was Happiness.
Okay.
The Volume 9 of Zom 100, which I had been waiting on. A manga called Tokyo These Days. I was continuing Goodnight Pun Pun.
Goodnight Pun Pun, okay.
Yeah.
Any of those you want to describe that you like, that you want to recommend? Or
I would say, let me think for a moment. I was going to say the Tokyo these days is actually really interesting. Not because it's like fantastical like a lot of these other stories that I read all the time, but because it's so down to earth. Like, it literally follows a, not a manga artist, but a manga editor. It follows him as he decides that he's finally retiring from the industry.
Okay.
And it's just him going through life as he's trying to figure out what to do next, because he realizes just how much manga has been a part of his life and how much he loved it. So now he's wanting to work on one last manga before he like completely retires.
Ooh, that's very interesting.
This was only the first volume of it, but I mean, it's a pretty good hook. It's really, I guess, down to earth is the words I want to choose, because it's like, it's just like an older guy going through life, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Tokyo These Days is called?
Yep. There's also, so with Happiness, I'm always hesitant to like recommend things that might be too violent or scary to people.
Why? People love that shit, apparently.
Especially with manga, it happens a lot. But it's about vampires, right?
Yeah. Oh, is that the one you're telling it off?
Yeah. It follows in the beginning a kid who gets attacked at night as he's like returning a movie to a video rental store, because this takes place over years. So he's like going to return a DVD or something like that, and then this girl jumps on him and turns him into a vampire and stuff, and then he's slowly going through like changing and everything, and then basically the story continues to where he like ropes in another friend and turns them into a vampire, and then that friend accidentally kills his girlfriend and family.
Jesus
and then
Christ.
It's gotten to a point where now that friend of the main guy, because the main guy gets kidnapped as he's trying to run away with the girl who turned him into a vampire. They were going to run away together, and then they get captured by some secret organization. And then his ass was definitely getting experimented on. Because the last you see of him, he is on a bed where he's like strapped down and everything, and like surgeons are coming like into the room.
Is this the first volume?
No, this takes place over a couple volumes. I've read 1 through 7. And there are more volumes. If you can handle a lot of blood and violence, then yeah.
Okay, but like blood should be fine, but like how gory? It's not like heads getting ripped off, fucking limbs type stuff. Okay.
Like people
okay.
getting their necks ripped out. There's one thing that kind of sticks with me that's only like suggested, but like still really disgusting. Yeah, it's just, I think the biggest turnoff for people might just be the gore.
And I don't know. A lot of people here like their horror anime or their gore to a certain degree. I mean,
I do.
Medium.
That's why I read it in that.
That's funny. Is there anything else we talk about? We are coming up an hour mark. We do try to keep this podcast about an hour long, and then we will have like a post episode for anyone that wants. There'll be like a little 15-ish, little short afterward podcast, which is like a post thing where there's anything we forgot to talk about, any random side junk. Nothing that's going to take away from the main podcast, but it's like, hey, if you just like the podcast, you want more of our antics, we might start that. We'll be having that, and then we might talk about something stupid. Who knows? But yeah, because when you get that, maybe there's something I want to talk about. But yeah, we're getting near the hour mark. I don't know if there's... I do want to like leave off like trying to tell people there's anime to like watch and like go check out, because I like good hidden gems, I guess I would say, or things that like need more attention because I feel like anime needs the things people aren't seeing as much. And one of them I'll talk about real quick, and then we'll probably end the episode there, but if you're okay with that.
Right. Yeah, no, go ahead.
There's an anime called The Witch and the Beast that I was watching, and it got dubbed, so it's got to be popular to a certain degree. Yeah, it's an adventure fantasy, dark fantasy thriller. And the best way I can describe it is, I guess on your level, it's kind of gory to a certain degree. I don't think it's too insane, but it can get pretty violent. But it's just like a vampire story, best way I can describe it. It's in a fictitious magical world where there's a certain amount of continents, I guess, where the world's most influential organization, the Global Holy Church, which is located on the first continent, because how this world works is the closer you are to like this one continent is where the magic is strongest, I guess, to a certain thing, and then there's other continents that go out. But as there's, it's just a character about, the best way to describe it, there's like this brooding mean chick that's like angry because she's like got a witch's curse and she wants to get like revenge on the curse or whatever. But she has a partner who's this guy who's like that timid black haired, like, you know, like simple guy that's carrying a casket and he's just like walking around. Their whole thing is trying to find this witch, and it's one of those, so far it's been one of those stories where they keep going into different towns and doing missions because they work for a secret organization technically knows about, where they go look and try to kill witches. But she's got a witch's curse, which technically I guess makes her a witch to a certain degree. I'm not 100% sure. Story hasn't like given too much away.
They're hunting witches, huh?
Yeah, it's really good. I recommend anyone I get the chance watch. They're hunting for witches, but they're not exactly evil because they're not like trying to hunt, kill witches. They're just trying to find these witches, and they'll kill them if they have to, but if they can, they'll try to save them and keep them in their organization somehow to a certain degree. And there's other characters in the show. They're like different groups. There's like that more of an evil organization, people that go around. They just try to murder anyone that has magic to a certain degree because they're trying to stop all that. But it's a really good read. I recommend it. It's fucking fantastic. And as far as I know, the anime gets up to a certain point where you're like, shit's about to pop off. And I'm like, cause it does pop off in the anime, but it's like, it's about like, go. As I can tell, is like, there's a season two, the way it ends. Hey, I want more of this. It's one of those things where like, I was watching it and I was like, okay, this isn't like blowing my fucking mind, right? It's not like, holy shit, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that like, God, no one's talking about this. This is a fantastic anime. So if anyone out there is listening and wants something to watch and they just like, I want something slightly different, The Witch and the Beast gives off a very like older school-y vibe to it, I guess I would describe it in a certain way. It, like, the animation almost gives me like a mid-2000s vibe with like a, some scenes giving me 90s animation vibes, but it's a newer anime. It's great. Witch hunting, or witches and creatures and demons. If you like dark fantasy and adventure, it's a good story and thriller. It's fantastic. I recommend it. But
yeah,
so I just finished it and I was like, that's so good.
I was gonna say, I was like, the moment you said something about hunting witches, I was like, huh, this makes me think of Soul Eater. God, it's not the same style or anything like that.
God, but... no.
No.
Yeah. I can show on the screen real quick. I should be able to real quick. That's what the Witch and the Beast looks like. It looks like that. I think
if
I go back, I can look at images.
I'm pretty sure I've actually seen this at the library near me, so I might pick it up.
It might be popular. I might be totally wrong, but as far as I know, it's one of those hidden gems of anime that I just recommend people to get a chance. Check it out. It's really cool, and if you like it, I might look into the manga, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've been watching recently. I also been watching Sound Euphorian, but that I will save for the post though. Or I will save it for next week. We'll see if we know, because season 3 is out right now and I'm just, that's my like gushing anime when people just, I don't want to describe Sound Euphorian, but it's the anime and I'm just like, oh my, it's the right amount of just like music and like slice of life drama that I'm just Sound Euphorian. But we're running short on time, so we'll save that and I'll either talk about. But yeah, so winding down at the end of this, is there anything to close off? Anything you think of?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, well, we'll be here next week. I'm still figuring out how we're going to structure this, I guess.
I guess this will come out on Monday.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly how the dates are going to work exactly, but we try to tend to record these at the end of the week and then try to have the episodes out by Monday. And there's a video podcast, but I'm thinking about either putting that, because we're going to be doing a Patreon prescription where people want to support us, that would help us a lot. And I might set one of those up. And if we can, then the episodes will be on there like a day early. If I'm able to edit the episode Sunday, y'all get it Sunday, or you get it Monday. And then Tuesday, it's public. I'm not sure. We're trying to figure that all out. But maybe the video podcast might be a few days after that. I'm not sure. Or it might come out same day, same time, whatever. Like, Patreons will get the video podcast at the exact same time. I don't know. We'll see. Let me know if anyone watching this has any input on the podcast, how the video looks. Tell me what you guys think. This is what we have currently for our setup. But yeah, we're working to get better at this. And we swear this time, unlike the last year's podcast, this is going to be weekly. We're doing it. We're going to make sure we continue this weekly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's been about almost a year since.
Well, I guess we have had like crazy stuff happen in the past year or so. So
yeah, our life has
distracting.
I moved to two different cities in that time. I'm in a different state altogether since our last recording, pretty much. And so are you.
I was gonna say I drove across the country twice.
Yeah, Jesus, isn't that great?
That's hilarious. Awesome.
Not for my bank account, but it's awesome. No, but don't know what to say here. I am a Lost VTuber. I have a Twitch at twitch.tv/LostVTuber. You can catch me there streaming throughout the week. Livid might be around there if anyone wants to talk to them at all.
Whenever you stream, I'll be there.
Yeah, whenever you stream, I'll be there. Yeah, and this is Livid. Yeah. I don't know if they have any.
I don't really have anything, not that I know of. Maybe I'll start streaming or something. I don't really know, but right now I'm Livid.
Yeah, they're Livid, and so if anyone's a big fan, if I get any information from them, I'll put like at Livid if they have a Twitter. I'm not calling it X. Fuck you.
Like, screw I ain't saying that.
Yeah. I ain't saying that. You ain't paying me enough. I don't even like you. I'm currently off the internet hiding. But no, that's it, everyone. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast.
We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next week where we talk about more cool-ass nerd anime-esque culture weird manga shit. Who knows? And maybe we'll have a guest. I don't know. We'll see how this goes.
Maybe.
But yeah, thank you all for listening.
We'll see when we get there.
Exactly right, when we get there. Exactly. Okay, everyone. Well, bye.
Bye.